I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
You know, where's the priority when you've got kids, when you become a mom and it's Mother's Day? Is it you or is it his mom? I think we've got to determine that with Judge Jess. Listen, legally, we have to tell you she's not a real judge, all right? Jess, we got to kind of define what this is, though.
Yes, like if you're going through something and you want an outside opinion, I can give that to you. Because sometimes you kind of need somebody that doesn't have like any sort of connection to you or the person you're upset with. And also the opinion is free.
We had a different judge just lined up. I'm so happy this happened. We walked in and this just happened to be on the voicemail this morning. I'm like, oh, how appropriate. So let's get into this. If you ever have a disagreement, call the voicemail 855-JUDGE-JESS. And Jess will solve your dilemma. Try to at least.
Hey, this is Eric from Towson. I just got out of an argument with my wife. So my wife and I got our first baby 4 months ago. Technically, this is her first Mother's Day, but ever since my dad passed away, I kind of do this tradition where I drive up to Philly every Mother's Day and I spend it with my mom. So this year, I honestly assumed that we'd be doing the same thing, and I left my wife the card. And in my head, I thought I had covered everything. So I got home and my wife was not happy. She was with the screaming baby while I was off doing like brunch and pastries. So she told me how I made her feel, like she was just a babysitter. The second I became a father, my priorities should change to doing Mother's Day with her. Where do I go with this? Do I now ditch my mom? Do I shift everything towards my wife, the new mother? I just need you to solve this.
Damn.
I kind of feel bad for him. He genuinely sounds like it was an accident.
I feel like
I'm not okay with what he did, but he genuinely sounds like, oh, my bad. Like, I don't.
I feel like
he
ran to the bathroom real quick and like, hey, Jess, help me out with this right quick on this phone. Yeah, okay, so you know, it's a good question. He's like, hey, for years we had both been able to head up to Philly for the day. Now we got a baby. Obviously, we don't have the full story here, but like, we both couldn't go to Philly. I still got to go see my mom. Where does the priority lie?
Mm-hmm.
Is it with my wife, who is now a mom, or is the priority with my actual mom on Mother's Day?
Yeah.
We turn to Judge Jess.
Well, first of all, let's communicate. Definitely don't disappear and leave a card on the table and think that you're good. You know what I mean? I do understand the tradition of spending it with your mom, and especially because it's a combination of Mother's Day and also loss. So I don't think that can be disregarded. I just think scheduling needs to be taken into account, whether, you know, you do that earlier in the month or at a separate time, because clearly I don't think that, obviously, that means a lot to you and your mom. But what you can't do is literally give your wife, who is a new mom, no warning that you're literally about to dip for at least 6 hours. You disappear. You don't let her know, and she's all by herself. So I think it's a matter of balancing the traditions that you already have and also pouring into your wife to make new traditions of your own. So the communication definitely needs to be there, because I would be hurt if I woke up on Mother's Day and my husband just disappeared.
But who's the priority, you know, though, in general? I mean? Who's the priority? I mean, it's Mother's Day.
Well, it's both, because to be honest, I'm surprised that they didn't just do something together, because typically, I feel like that would be the answer.
But you can't.
Once you have children.
But I'm telling you, I'm picking my mom over my partner on Mother's Day. Like, that's what it is. It's Mother's Day. Like, I'm telling you, if you're upset that your partner is picking his mother over you on Mother's Day, like, that seems weird to me.
It's got to be a combo. It's got to be a celebration
together.
But if together.
You can only pick one, I don't think you can get jealous or upset that he's picking his mother on Mother's Day. That feels wrong to me.
But I do
you're
think
not his
that
mother.
There's
like,
a solution
you're a mother.
To do something together where everyone feels loved. Because, like, for you to say that is crazy.
He left a card.
Because it's like, yo, I'm a mother because you literally impregnated me with your child, so you're going to ditch me? I don't think so, baby. So, I went through how many hours of labor, and you went through 8 seconds of what?
If only one person can have the day, then you think it should be the wife?
It's not just one. It's a collective. Why are you trying to pit people against each other?
Because that's the situation.
No. The mistake isn't having to choose one or the other. The mistake is not communicating and leaving without telling anybody.
No, but I'm saying in this situation, only one could have the day. He chose his mom over her. I don't think he made the wrong call. You do. You think the wife should have had the day.
I think that everyone in the situation deserves to be celebrated on Mother's Day.
They were.
And you have to communicate with the family, and you can't just dip. Like, she can't just wake up to a card on a table with the screaming baby with no help on Mother's Day.
Wow.
There you go. That's my ruling on that.
That's
one.
That's wild. I mean, you can't be a mom and feel like I deserve it over his mom, right? You can call or text us that.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Who's on four, Jess?
This is Nikki in Churchill on four.
Hello, Nikki. Good morning.
Kramer, let me tell you. Yes. Do you want the baby to drive to the store and get the Mother's Day present? Like, how is the baby supposed to celebrate mom?
Yeah, literally.
It's the dad's job. I've been married for 16 years, and I have this argument with my husband a few times. He understands it now. But it is the dad's job when the child is unable to celebrate the mom.
The
baby can barely open their eyes. The baby's literally pooping itself. So how can the baby celebrate his mother right now?
He left her a card.
Okay, a card.
Yeah, like,
and left her alone to take care of the baby alone on Mother's Day.
Y'all wanted this elderly woman to be left alone. Her husband died.
No, I really don't. And I understand that situation and I feel for her. But at the same time, she's also a new grandmother. And I think she would appreciate him going out of his way for his new mom wife.
Yes. So what do you want to happen? It should have been a celebration of everyone. They should have been together. Yeah.
So in that situation, who gets the priority? You think he should have left his elderly mother alone on Mother's Day?
No, I think it should have been a joint celebration.
Well, it wasn't. It wasn't. So who gets the priority?
I understand that, but it's her first Mother's Day. He should have done something more. That's just where I'm at. I would have been livid and hurt.
Okay. There goes Nikki. Thank you, Nikki. Appreciate it. Let me talk to James really quick. What's up, James? Good morning.
Hello. I think the mom should always get the priority.
Thank you, James.
I've been through similar loss.
A grown man,
and I think the mom, like, she's your mom.
Your mom.
And your wife, I understand.
Yeah.
Like, there should have been a little more done for her.
Bro, she was left, but she is also a mom.
This is a grown
but she's
man,
also
Jessica.
A mom. She was
she's
left
a mom,
alone.
But she's not your mom.
Speak to this man with
respect.
Wait,
what? But she's a mom because her husband made her a mom. She didn't do that alone. So, like, she shouldn't be celebrated and left
with
alone
respect.
On her very first Mother's Day. What do you mean?
Show this man some respect.
I mean, it's not like he was gone the whole night.
Bro, yeah, he literally was gone from the moment she woke up, and then she was alone all day. She didn't even know. He literally disappeared. You can't do that when you're in a relationship.
Listen.
You can't just dip and disappear.
Wait, James, how old are you?
I'm 25.
25. Oh, 25. Okay. James 25. He's 25, so he knows, okay? So thank you, James.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for calling us. I thought James was 12. Okay, I'll be honest with you. Who's on five, Charlotte?
This is Pam from Baltimore.
Pam, what's up?
How you doing?
Good. Come on, be honest with us. Who gets the priority on Mother's Day? Is it a mom?
I actually...
Whoa. Go ahead, sorry.
I want to flip this to you, Kramer.
Okay.
I want you to put yourself in a position to be a first-time dad.
All right.
And have your wife get up on Father's Day and leave you with a screaming four-month-old and not say a word and just leave you a card.
What would you do?
You would cry. Father's Day is different. Father's Day is different.
You'd literally go on Instagram Live.
No,
and you would cry.
Father's Day is different.
You
because
would cry.
No, see, Father's Day is different than Mother's Day. Because dads don't expect the same thing as moms. You
Bro,
know what I mean?
You get upset if someone can't come to your birthday.
I would be willing to bet if you polled 10 fathers right now, their Father's Day, they want to go play golf.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, I just feel like it's different. I think the expectation of Mother's Day and Father's Day, men don't
absolutely
whine about
not
stuff as much as women
okay,
do.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
We don't. Chill, bro.
I literally, at this point, I can't take anything you say seriously anymore.
I don't know. I just,
and
I feel...
the fact of the matter is Eric from Towson is wrong. Do I think he was malicious and he meant to hurt his wife on purpose? No, but we need to come back bigger and better and stronger.
Messy,
and he
messy,
can't
messy.
Wait until next year to make up for it. So his wife better have some very exciting plans this
something.
Weekend.
All right.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.